When I read the story, I was really upset about it. The fact that, obviously, he was hurt, and, I mean, Alan's got partial sight, so he wouldn't have been able to see properly who'd done this to him. And he was really scared to return to his home, and it really upset me, the fact that he was too scared to go home. So I set up the page to try and raise £500 just towards the cost of him and moving house, basically.
So it was that, because obviously, you know, you're somebody who, your family's close to your heart, isn't it? You had mentioned about your daughter and everything, and it was that, because we hear about muggings and crime all the time, but it was the fact that Alan couldn't go home. That's what it was that made you, you know, sort of inspired you.
Well, yeah, I've always, like, been brought up to help other people and never be the same as anyone else, even if they are being awful. And I just feel like I just wanted to do something to just make a little difference. I really thought that, I never thought that would nearly get £300,000 from, but I really thought even £500 was lovely. I'm really in shock. It hasn't sunk in. I've not had a chance to sit back and sort of think about it, really.
It's an astronomical amount of money, isn't it? When did you sort of start to realise that this had really captured the public's imagination?
I'm not too sure, because I've not been able to look in the papers or on the TV or listen to any of the interviews back, but obviously my friends and family around me are telling me, you don't understand, you're on the national news, but it hasn't sunk in. I can't describe how I'm feeling. Everything's happening so really quickly, so I haven't really had a chance to sit back and think, oh dear, like, I can't believe we've done this. I feel like I shouldn't take all the credit for it. I just think everyone who shared it and donated money, they need to take just as much credit as I have.
Well, do you know what? In a world that leaves us in sort of despair more days than not, to be honest, there's so much bad news around. Katie, you're responsible for a little bit of good news, and frankly, you know, the chance to help restore faith in humanity. You said you've been brought up to always do the right thing and sort of help people. Did that came from your parents, and did it from when you were young?
Well, yeah. I mean, my mum works for Sunderland Social Services, and my dad's actually a policeman. So we've always sort of been like on the right track, and like my mum's always supported like independent living, and she's worked with vulnerable adults with disabilities, learning disabilities. So we've always, like me and my little brother, have always been brought up around people who are vulnerable, and I really just felt like I had to do my little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Hmm.
Sorry, I keep getting upset. I'm sorry.
Hey. No, it's okay. Look, it's amazing. What you've been through the last couple of days isn't what normal people go through.
Yeah.
Is it? So crikey. No wonder it's taking you sideways. What was it like when you met him?
It was lovely. And, like, after speaking to him, like, I know that all the lovely things that people have been saying and the fact that people have cared about him, that means a lot to him.
Please don't worry about crying. You can't blame you, honestly. Take some time out and do something nice for yourself.
Yeah.
Will you? That's an order, Katie. Make sure you do. Listen, well done, you, for everything you've done.
Oh, thank you.